Let me be real here. I sometimes get upset when I hear young black teenagers on public radio. Let me explain why. It seems like they're almost always being used as a backdrop to a sad story about crime or gangs or poverty or dropping out of school or something else terrible. And they are rarely given opportunities to talk about their lives as they actually are. Again, it's almost always a not black person telling us about them. It's gotten better in recent years, but if you pay attention to your average day of news in any medium, you'll hear a story like this. Bad things happening in a black neighborhood, soundbite from a black kid, somber narration. Well, as Radio Rookies in New York City says, coverage of youth in the media, youth of any color, really, but you'll see why I'm talking about black youth in a minute, coverage of youth in the media rarely represents what young people are truly facing, thinking, and saying. Rather than being a character in someone else's representation, the Radio Rookies get to represent themselves on the airwaves with all the fun, messy, sad, ridiculous things that really do happen in their lives. It's the real human who the story is about, holding the microphone, making jokes, and being the reporter. So, last year, the New York City Department of Education raised the standards for passing the eighth grade, and they ended social promotion. And that's the practice of letting failing students matriculate, keep going up, to keep them with their peers. Radio rookie A.J. Frazier has always just skated by, so this meant he needed to change his ways. A.J. reports on how the higher standards impact his work ethic and then explores the shady line between getting promoted and being left behind. This is Promotion in Doubt by A.J. Frazier of Radio Rookies.
7 o'clock already?
My room is my sanctuary, my happy place, my world. No one telling me to do anything.
Get up and go to school.
And anybody who disobeys these rules will be repelled immediately. But my door, it's a portal to the real world.
What's wrong, Aaliyah?
I can't find my shoe.
I have my little sister crying to me about her problems.
Motivate yourself.
My mom nagging on me about my grades. And my teachers at school screaming on me about my work. I started the eighth grade a few weeks after the school year began, which was right around the time we moved out of a homeless shelter. It was a tough time for both me and my mother, but it was nothing I couldn't handle.
Let's begin from the beginning.
Then, at MS-80, they told us that they raised the standards for passing the eighth grade. Now this, I wasn't so sure I could handle.
Do you think that more kids are going to fail this year because of the high standards?
I don't think so.
That's my principal, Miss Rivera. She's like the mom of MS-80.
I think that the eighth graders are going to try their best to make the mark.
We had to get a 70 average in all our classes, even though most schools only required a 65. Plus, we had to come to school 90% of the time and pass all our state tests. Miss Rivera tried to help us by stretching out the school day so we could study for the tests. She even let us hand in work that was way overdue. But me, I was bugging out. Do you think I'm a smart kid?
I think you're very intelligent.
Okay, thank you.
However, when it comes to smart, I don't know how smart you really are because sometimes you make the wrong choices.
This is Miss Lucenti, my social studies teacher. She's always barking on me.
And can you show any classwork you've done during social studies in the last 2 weeks?
Last 2 weeks? Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, can you show us?
I don't have my book.
By the middle of the year, I was failing social studies and literacy. And so were a lot of my friends.
Are you going to pass eighth grade?
I'm hoping I do. I'm failing everything right now.
Why?
Me
why
too.
Is that? 'Cause I don't do nothing.
Since I was failing, the school hooked me up with a mentor, Mr. Underwood.
Peace out, Mr. Uwood.
He's like the little engine that could. Well, almost could.
Students need to know exactly what a good education gives you, and I haven't figured out how to make them realize that.
I started wondering, why don't I do my work? And for a while, I just blamed the school. The schools in New York City get report cards. They're graded on how well students do on the tests each year.
MS-80 got on a little evaluation test.
So I looked up MS-80's grades.
And our overall score is 49.9 out of 100, which is a B. Wow. How would that be a B if you got less than half right?
I headed down to the Department of Education to get some answers from one of the head people in charge, Ms. Sabrina Hope King.
I have a personal question for you. If I got a 49.9 out of 100 on a test, what grade would you give me?
An F.
An F, okay. MS 80 only... MS 80 only got 49.9 out of 100 points, but they got a B. Why is that?
Oh.
Yeah, buddy. All right. Deep down inside, I knew I couldn't blame my school for my failing. Ms. Sabrina Hope King says that the higher standards are supposed to help students like me.
We have data that shows that if eighth graders are not achieving at a higher level, that your chances of high school success greatly diminish.
And I do not want to be part of that data, period. So one night at the end of the year, I made a plan in my mind.
I have completed 3 more assignments.
And the plan was?
Page 93.
Get the work I needed to pass. Go home.
Page 711.
Do it.
Chapter review.
I emailed Ms. Lucenti to tell her I did 3 pieces of makeup work.
I will inform you when I complete more assignments. Sending message.
In a hot second, I made a miraculous recovery.
Do you know if you passed?
So did my friend Vic.
Yes, I know that I passed because I got a cap and gown, and I didn't get a promotion and doubt letter.
Same here. Young A. Jill's passed. Anyway,
Barely.
Okay, I'm ignoring that.
Make me proud, son. Make me proud.
My mom is unveiling my graduation certificate.
The achievement of Eamon Fraser.
When I found out I was graduating, oh man, I was wow hyped.
Why wait until the end of the school year to do this good when you could have done this good through the whole school year?
This good? Let me explain something to you right quick. My mom might be happy about the 80s I got last marking period in social studies and in literacy, but that only brought my average up to a 65 in both classes. So all year, they injected us with this hype that we needed 70s to pass. And come to find out, that's all it was. Hype. I did well enough on the state test, so they passed me with 65s.
What kind of student do you see me as?
Amen.
Honest answers, please.
This is my dean, Miss Mercedes. She's the sheriff of the fourth floor.
I don't think that you should have been allowed to pass eighth grade.
Why?
Because I think that you didn't do what you had to do personally or academically. I think you just skated by.
I did skate by, and I don't really know if that's a blessing or a curse. I called on my principal, and they put me on hold.
Hello?
Hello. I wanted to ask her, why did she let me pass?
I think that you needed to move on. I don't believe in social promotion like that, but I do believe that what is the purpose of holding over a child? Mm-hmm. Many of you have proven to me that you have the cognitive skills. It was just that you were unorganized and or lazy. Well, let me ask you a question. What lesson did you learn?
My lesson was, you know, just do the work you can so you won't stress yourself out at the end of the year.
Then it was worth it. You did learn the lesson. So that when you go into high school, you won't make the same mistakes.
Hopefully. I'm not sure I learned the lesson, but I sure learned a lesson. That these standards are not as serious as they're trying to make us believe. Back at the DOE, Mr. Santiago Taveras told me that even if you don't pass the state tests, your teacher can still find a way to push you forward.
The promotion policy allows for teachers to present to the principal a portfolio of the student's ability. And if that body of work is good, then the principal is able to promote that student as well. Mm-hmm. So the test to me is not the end all and be all. All right?
Yeah, cool. When I come home from school, I step back through the portal to my world. But I guess I'm not the only one that exists here.
All you humans will be expunged from my room in about 5 seconds.
It's been about a month since I started high school. I made a new rule for myself. the video games before homework is done. I read this study, and there's actual proof that if during my freshman year I get the same grades I got last year, I'm more likely to drop out than to graduate. Never in my life have I imagined myself to be a high school dropout. Not till I read that study. Pray for me. I'm Amy Frazier, a.k.a. Young A. Jills. And for WNYC, this is my radio story. Until next time, out.
This has been Molly Adams for YouthCast. You'll definitely want to be heading over to our website, youthcast.org, this week. We'll have an exclusive interview with AJ Frazier, finding out how he's doing and what it's been like working with radio rookies. Don't miss it. So, youthcast.org, where you'll also find previous episodes, other exclusive interviews and photos, as well as awesome audio diversions. YouthCast is a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. Talk to you soon.